Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Time to catch up. Cheaters live on your radio. We are your morning mess. We got Isabel on the line from Peoria. Now, Miss Isabel, now you think your man had a one-night stand while you were out of town. Was this business? Was it just visiting with family? How did that all happen?
Well, I went out of town for work over the weekend, and my boyfriend, Sean, stayed behind, obviously, and he told me that our friends were going out, and he was still going to go, and he updated me up until around midnight, and that's kind of when I started to, like, get worried. And I was texting and calling him, and he didn't answer, and I checked his location, but it wouldn't update, of course, so his phone was either off or dead. And I called one of my friends that went out with them, and she told me that he and the guys went to another bar while the girls went home. And then the next day, Sean finally got back to me and told me his phone died. And I had no reason not to believe him, except for that friend that I had checked in with the night before called me and told me that she found out that Sean actually went home with another girl.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That warrants that
Yeah, so she said that she was talking to one of our guy friends about where they ended up after the girls left, and he started acting weird, like he was hiding something. And so she was able to, like, get him to confess, and he said that Sean went home with another girl, and he made her swear that she wouldn't tell me and just let Sean tell me. But obviously she wasn't going to do that. There isn't any, like, solid evidence. It's all kind of like he said, she said, I guess, right now. But she hasn't said anything to Sean, and he hasn't brought it up to me. But I just want to see where this phone call will go and if any cheating did happen while I was gone.
Has he cheated on you on the past that you know of?
Not that I know of. I mean, I don't think so.
Yeah, and I don't think your friends would just make that up out of nowhere.
Yeah, unless they want your man. They want you to break up, so one of them would swoop in. I've seen that happen before.
Yeah.
That is so toxic.
It is.
Yeah, is your friend like that?
Is she a Gemini? No? Okay.
All right.
All right. You're in your mind right now. Just take a breath. You know how this part
I'm
of the show works.
I'm just freaking out, honestly.
You know what? We're going to call him up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay. And when we ask him who you want to put on the reservation, let's just play the game. Let's just say he says Isabel. Then you're going to feel silly and maybe it was a misunderstanding. Or he is going to put someone on the reservation. At that point, you have a decision to make. Either the ultimatum, never do this again, or I'm gone, or you tell him to kick rocks with bare feet.
Okay.
Joey, what if he puts her name? Are you going to call out and say that you know about the cheating story? Like, if he says your name,
doesn't mean he didn't cheat.
Yeah.
You know, and you give him a chance to admit it now, or?
I just want to know what's going on.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Sean?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, Sean, my name is Selena, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. And I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Yeah, no, I'm all good. I'm not interested in that. Thank you.
Well, Sean, before you hang up, I want to let you know that we want to put you in our penthouse suite with a honeymoon package. Is that something you would be interested in?
You're going to ask for a number and be like, it's all free except for this processing fee or something, and then I'm going to be on list. I'm good.
No processing fees, nothing like that. It is free, but we do ask for a Google or Yelp review after your stay. But once you give us that review, we won't bother you. So that's pretty much the process.
So it's like $0, the whole stay, everything. Just if I like you on TripAdvisor or Google or Yelp or something.
Yeah, because we're new to the area in North Scottsdale here, so we just really want to get our name out there. That's our main goal.
Okay. I mean, what the hell then? Why not?
Why not, right? Well, I'm very excited to set this up for you, Sean. Congratulations. And something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is address this sweet or saucy note to the guest you're going to be bringing with you. So I can give you a moment to think on whatever you want this note to say, and then I'll write it down whenever you're ready, okay?
Okay, yeah. I want to do a saucy note.
Okay, perfect. Do you have anything in mind?
Just write, I think about you when I'm in the shower.
Oh, okay, Sean. I'm sure your guest is going to love that. Well, I have it written down for you, so just one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Her name's Isabel.
Hi, babe.
Really quick before you babe him. Sean, you're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess. We do have Isabel on the line with us who's been listening to this conversation.
Why?
Yeah, you want to explain, Isabel?
Yeah, so one of our friends came to me and told me that you cheated on me this weekend. So I set you up on this call to see if you would put another girl's name down, and you didn't.
Sorry, I'm just still trying to process exactly what's going on here. So someone told you something, and instead of just asking, you put me on the radio to see if I cheated.
Yes. I mean, why would our friends lie about that to me? And I waited to see if you would say anything, and you didn't. But I needed to know, and it was killing me. But since you said my name, that means you never cheated, right? Right? Then now is not the time to lie to me. We're already here. I swear, if you just admit it to me, I'm not going to be mad. I just need to know. I feel like I'm going crazy. I know you said my name, but I have this gut feeling that something happened when I was out of town. Please just be honest with me. I swear I will not be upset. It's not that big of a deal. Just talk to me.
Okay, fine. When you're out of town, I did go out with our friends, and I did end up going home with another girl, and I did cheat.
I knew it, you lying piece of shit. I really cannot believe I left for 2 days. Kidding me?
What happened? You just said you're not going to get mad. You were
is
like,
not the safe
now's
space?
Not the time to lie. Be honest. Just be honest, and that's what I want.
You don't go home with some other carry on with a relationship like nothing happened. You think I wasn't going to be mad? You didn't even feel guilty enough to admit it to me. You were such a liar, and I can't. Oh, my God, you're disgusting. I would never be with someone like you. You're pathetic.
Yeah, what the hell just happened? What?
I can't believe you fell for that, first of all. I was even like, oh, my God, don't do it, but then had to be done.
We're over. We're breaking up. You're a
boy.
You don't have any respect for me or our relationship, and I'm not going to let you play me. I don't give a if it was one time or 100 times. Cheating is cheating, and I'm pissed. Goodbye.
She hung up.
I don't even know what just happened.
You fell for the oldest trick in the book when it comes to relationship. Just tell me the truth and everything will be fine. If you tell the truth, I'm not going to be mad. You fell for it.
That is crazy. She totally set me up.
That is crazy? Or you cheating is crazy?
Yeah, you cheated. You put yourself in this position.
I know, but like she asked me, I was honest, I was transparent. What else can I do? I wasn't going to keep it a secret forever.
Gotcha.
That's the ultimate gotcha.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.